The PHS boys had two convincing wins over Craig at home last week, topping the Panthers 81-39 Thursday. Stuart Kahn was top scorer for Petersburg in that game with 20 points. Wolf Brooks had 19, and Alan McKay scored 9. It was nearly the same scoreline Friday as the boys won 81-43. Kahn put in 31 in that game. Shell Whitstock added 15, and Mark Neidefer added 8. It was the last game at home for four seniors on the team. Coach Rick Brock says the four each bring something different to the team.
Ben Johnson brings a lot of energy defensively, rebounds well for us, has great footwork inside. Ethan Briner's had a good solid season. Same thing, a good presence inside, good hands. Has been in the right place. He puts himself in the right place offensively when people penetrate. Jordan LaPerry has had a good, solid year, has had some big scoring games for us. He was hurt 2 weeks ago, so it was nice to get him back on the court and get his timing back. We rely on him also to do some defensive things for us against our opponent's better forwards. And then Shell Whitstock has been he's been a varsity member for 4 years, one of those long-timers. For him, he was really a point guard for his first couple years on the varsity team, and we've kind of evolved him into more of a point guard, shooting guard, putting Alan McKay on the point a little bit more. And, you know, so his role has changed, and he's adapted well. And he's had just a good, solid presence all year long on the court for us, nice calming effect for us. And I thought he played tremendous on Friday.
Senior members of both basketball teams, the cheer squad and pep band, were honored in between varsity games on Friday. Brock says it was special to see the support from the community in the final home games of the season, and says for him personally, it has been a great situation seeing his players grow from middle schoolers through their high school careers. Petersburg finishes the regular season with a record of 15-7, and the Vikings are the top seed among the five Southeast 2A schools. That makes a big difference for Petersburg's schedule at the Region 5 tournament in Sitka this week. Instead of having to take on Wrangell or Metlakatla right off the ferry Wednesday, Petersburg doesn't open up play until Thursday afternoon against either Craig or Haynes. Coach Brock expects all five teams to be ready.
And this year, Wrangell, Metlakatla, and us have had some really tough battles. I expect it to be the same way at Regions. You know, as always, you have to bring your A game. You have to play as well as you can there. Have a couple things go your way. So we're ready. You know, we've had some great games on the road the last couple weeks. You know, had a good series at home. The boys have had a good week of practice. So, you know, we're physically ready to go. Now it's just show up and play our best.
The winner of Thursday's game gets to play either Wrangell or Metlakatla for the top seed in the region. Top two seeds move on to the state tournament. The Lady Vikings improved to 20-1 for the regular season, beating the Lady Panthers 57-26 Thursday and 48-22 on Friday. In Thursday's game, Kylie Wallace led scoring with 17 points, while Ruby Brock put in 14 and Emma Chase scored 9. Then on Friday, Wallace led scoring with 16 points, Brock scored 11, and Courtney Fredrickson added 10. Girls coach Dino Brock thinks the games were a good warm-up for the regional tournament.
Craig came out and was very aggressive with us, a lot of contact, and, you know, just very aggressive with us, and I thought it was great for us to get ready for tournament that way. They made us work for things offensively and defensively. They were very aggressive offensively attacking the basket, and once we kind of figured that out a little bit, I thought that we did a nice job playing defense without fouling, moving our feet, doing all of those things that we're supposed to do. So I was very happy with the game.
Like the boys' team, the girls also have four seniors who played their last home games last week: Wallace, Brock, Josie Pruce, and Adana Kernvick. That group is a big part of the points that the Lady Vikings put on the board each week, along with rebounding and defense for the team.
The four seniors have been with us for 4 years, and so they've been through all of the games with the Ketchikans and the Hedgecombs and the Sitka, so they're a very experienced crew. They understand things on the court. They work well together just because they've been around each other through middle school, you know, 4 years of high school. So, plus they work really hard. They're a great example. They come in every day and just work and try to get better. And so for us, that's great leadership, you know, for people to see every day.
Brock notes that the senior recognition also highlights the time, work, and money put in by the parents of the seniors for the 4 years with the team. The Lady Vikings also are the top seed in Region 5 and 2A and don't have to play on Wednesday. They open up the tournament Thursday against the winner of Wednesday's matchup between Wrangell and Craig. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.